TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen, the 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We'll come back. Top of the hour, Kevin Allstriker, got the whip around, talk about Maryland, UNLV. We got notes from the North. But last night, Monday Night Football, San Francisco handled their business at home against Carolina. I did not know that was Christian McCaffrey's first game against the Carolina Panthers since they traded him. It's funny how time just flies by like that. But either way, I'm guessing they're going to be mentioned at some point today. Let's do it, Vinny. Heading into week 13, which starts tomorrow, 30 dozen.
All right, let's go back to week 12. One was the Rams, two Indy, three Philly, four New England, five Denver, six Seattle, seven Buffalo, eight Chicago, nine San Fran, 10 Tampa, 11 Baltimore, 12 Chargers. Coming in at number 12, 6-5 Houston. They beat Buffalo 23-19. They got a big game at Indy. That is going to be a big game at Indy. I mean, their defense, Bob, home, away, their defense travels. They can get to the quarterback.
They were very physical against the Bills last Thursday.
Yes, they were. And it was with they what have they won? Three without with the backup quarterback. So when, you know, Stroud comes back, that should help them. We'll see. Coming in at 11, 7-4 Detroit. They beat the Giants 34-27 in overtime. They're hosting Green Bay Thursday. That was like, I don't know if they were looking past the Giants or what, but they got down, you know, and then they had to fight back, come back to win it. Gibbs was unbelievable, you know, with what, almost 300 total yards.
Yeah, got the Giants defensive coordinator fired too.
Yeah. Come back. Yeah, so Detroit comes in at 11-10, 7-4 Chargers. They were on bye. They host Vegas, so they're going to be 8-4. But their offensive line is beat up too. That's their problem. They you know, their quarterback gets hit as much as anybody. I'm guessing maybe I haven't seen anything. Is Hampton due back yet? You know, which
got to be trending in a positive direction because he's been out for a few weeks. And we had lights out Sean Merriman, former Charger, on last week. And to your point, Vinny talked about Slater got hurt right after signing his deal.
Yeah.
And then Joe Alt, who they moved, he's now out for the season.
Yeah, so they're on their third left tackle, which is not a good thing when you got a franchise quarterback. Coming in at 9, 7-3-1, the Packers. They took it to the Vikings pretty good, 23-6. They're at Detroit Thursday, which is going to be an interesting game. I mean, a lot of times to me with the Packers, it's like, which team's showing up? Which love is showing up? That seems to be the issue, you know, because when they played Carolina, they were horrible. And, you know, so which team is going to show up? But, well, I guess we're going to find out Thursday. Same with Detroit. I mean, if they were looking for, because Detroit stunk Sunday. So we'll see. Coming in at 8-4 San Fran. Beat Carolina last night, 20-9. They're at Cleveland, which is going to be a, I think it's going to be a tough game because it sounds, Sounds like the weather's taking a turn, Bob, for the worse. Because Wednesday here, it's going to be 70 and sunny.
Where?
Here.
What?
Yeah.
In Baltimore?
Yes. Thursday.
I did not know that.
Thursday for the game, it's going to be like in the 20s and blowing wind and everything else.
Ah.
So I'm guessing holidays. Cleveland will be kind of ugly this week. But San Fran, you know, they got Purdy back. But Purdy's been, you know, he threw three picks last night. Yeah. And their defense is not good because they lost their best players. So they're just, they're an 8-4 team that they just outcoach people. They just outcoach people. Give it to McCaffrey. Coming in at 7, 8-3 Chicago. Beat Pittsburgh 31-28. They're at Philly on Friday. We're going to find out a lot about the Bears, I think, on Friday.
And the Eagles.
Yes. Because the Bears hadn't lost since the Ravens beat them, and I wasn't impressed with the Bears when the Ravens played them.
Mm-mm.
Coming in at 6, 8-3 Indy. They lost at KC 23-20 in overtime. They're hosting Houston. Now, you know, the big thing with them is, well, they're 6-0 at home.
Undefeated.
Yeah. But on the road, Taylor and Kansas City just says, Taylor, you're not going to beat us. And he didn't.
Steelers did it too. At home, though, he's.
Oh, he's
unstoppable.
Yeah, and that's what they've got to be because, you know, he got it. Danny Dimes got exposed a little bit in that Kansas City game. Coming in at 5, 8-3 Philly. Lost at Dallas 24-21. Like I said, they're hosting Chicago Friday. I mean, Bob, this is kind of like 2 years ago when they were 10-1, had all those problems with the offense, and then they lost all those games and fired people and everything. Kind of feels like that a little bit. Barkley, their O-line's beat up. Barkley struck. I mean, the two best runners last year, 2000 and 1900, are nowhere near that. Barkley and
And they've both had some fumble problems at inopportune times.
Yes, they have. Coming in at 4, I like this team. 8-3 Seattle. They won at Tennessee 30-24, but they were ahead like 23-3. And they're hosting the Vikings with... Bob, it may be a walk-on quarterback, an undrafted free agent quarterback maybe starting.
Yeah, because Max Brosmer would be the guy because J.J. McCarthy's in concussion protocol.
So I think the Vikings are, you know, I think when the Ravens beat them, kind of heading south after that. Coming in at 3, 9-2 Denver. They're on bye. They're at Washington. I guess is Jaden Daniels back? I guess we'll find out. You know, but that defense will travel. Coming in at 2, 10-2 New England. They won at Cincy 26-20. They play the Giants Monday night. They host the Giants Monday night. So that'll be, they'll be 11-2. And then number one, I think the Rams, 9-2, I think they're the best team by far in the league. They beat Tampa 34-7. They're the most complete team, offense, defense, the whole thing. They're at Carolina. So in summary, Rams 1, 2 New England, 3 Denver, 4 Seattle, 5 Philly, 6 Indy, 7 Chicago, 8 San Fran, 9 Green Bay, 10 Chargers, 11 Detroit, 12 Houston. So, you know, Tampa got dropped out. Buffalo got dropped out. Baltimore got dropped out.
Yeah, so, you kind of the Ravens.
I had to with that offense.
Yeah.
It just...
You had to put in two teams that beat them, too, in Houston and Detroit. By the way, beat them in Baltimore. No doubt about it. We'll come back. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. Ravens with a short week. 7-point favorites against Cincy, but Joe Burrow is back. Maryland wins last night late out in Vegas. Late for us, anyway. We'll talk about that with Jeff Ehrman, but we'll give you some of the highlights during the whip around and talk about the other sports news of your Monday. And then notes from the North. We're going to Will Graves in Pittsburgh, Richard Skinner in Cincinnati, and Daniel Oyefusi from ESPN talking about them Brownies.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.